today. It's Lake Region Healthcare's Health and Wellness Show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dylan Bone. He is the newest member of our provider team, a physician assistant who's going to be in a unique role here at Lake Region Healthcare, spending some time in internal medicine, some time in cardiology, and we're excited to get to know a little bit more about Dylan this morning and welcome you to Lake Region Healthcare. So thanks for joining me, Dylan.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a little bit more about your background. Tell us your background story. I know you're local, but tell us more about growing up in Fergus Falls and what the journey has looked like from there until joining Lake Region Healthcare.
Sure. So in brief, grew up here in Fergus Falls, raised here, graduated from the high school. My parents are Mark and Diane Bone. They owned one of the vegetable farms in town called Bluebird Gardens. From there, ended up graduating from high school, moving up to Fargo. I continued my education at MSUM, pre-health sciences pathway. I did my undergrad research in molecular biology, and then I spent a few years in healthcare. So by the time I graduated, it was during the start of COVID. So that was kind of an interesting jump into medicine from there.
What did you do when you were working in healthcare in that interim time?
Sure. So the role that I took, I got really interested in cardiology, and my time at Sanford and Fargo, I was a non-invasive cardiac tech.
Okay.
So the roles and responsibilities at that time were first and foremost doing a lot of EKGs or ECGs, helping out run and do stuff in the stress lab for cardiac stress tests, and then we would analyze the Holter monitors that look at a patient's heart rhythm for an extended period of time.
So when did you realize that you wanted to go on and get your physician assistant degree? Did you always know that was your end goal, or did something change in there?
So there are a few defining things that happened for me through my experience in school and in healthcare. When I was in school, I had a pretty strong experience that kind of directed me towards healthcare. It was actually an interaction that I had with a PA when I was in my early 20s. So I would tell people, no one's more helpless than a young adult male in their early 20s, you know, their first time away from their mom and their dad. And I had a little bit of a health scare, and like, everything's fine now, but you know, I have an abundance of caution. They put me through a gamut of tests. And in that moment, I was very scared because I didn't know what was going on. And the doctor I had was incredibly wonderful, but she was incredibly blunt. And the thing that meant the most to me out of all of my experience was actually the PA that took the time to explain to me what is going on and to reassure me that, listen, I know everything sounds scary, but we got this under control and that everything's going to go smoothly. And of course it did. So that was the thing that kind of directed me in redirecting my studies into healthcare. When I finished my degree at MSUM, I really had an option. So I really enjoyed the molecular biology aspect of my studies, and I thought very strongly about trying to get into, like, whether it's bioinformatics or like the kind of bioengineering type of field. But of course, during that time, it was very difficult just in general to navigate the world. But, you know, I kind of reflected back and I thought, you know, what a positive experience I had. And so I wanted to give healthcare a shot. Now, granted, it was kind of an unknown time jumping into healthcare at that point, but it was all great experiences. You know, my workroom and all the people that I worked with were so amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got the opportunity, you know, as time progressed, to take more of a role in terms of like training people and trying to aspire to learn more about the field. And I thought in terms of my studies at UND, that there got to be a point where it's like, I want to take another step. And I felt that that next step required more formal education.
Mm. So it just became clear that physician assistant was the path as you kind of worked through COVID and your experiences.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always difficult to navigate where you should be, you know, from a professional standpoint, and, you know, what kind of things you want to sacrifice or what type of things you want to you know, pursue. And I just felt like the career field was such a good fit for mm-hmm. me and kind of what I want to do as my inner role in healthcare, but also like holistically who I am as a person and what I value in my life as well.
Mm. What was it about Lake Region Healthcare that made it the place you wanted to be at this point in your career?
So I've been really fortunate. All of my rotations have been phenomenal. Like I got a chance to rotate through the Elbow Lake facility with, you know, all the great staff and people there. And it was one of the things, I had such a positive experience out at Elbow Lake. I can't believe how nice that facility is. Like if no one knows about it, it's like that is a jewel. And, you know, it just seemed like this was the type of environment that I'd want to be in, you know, especially as a new grad. I can see how it doesn't matter where in your career you are, this would be a great place. But, you know, you just have so much support from the people around you. And it really has more of a tight-knit kind of family type of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the collegiality amongst the provider group itself and the opportunity to have that support and learning. And the organization itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And it even goes beyond that, like all the different supporting staff, you know, it was fun to walk in there. Like didn't matter who it was, you'd always say hi and how's it going?
So good to feel that connection with all the people who are making healthcare close to home possible. So you are, as I mentioned, going to be working in kind of a dual role, as I understand it, supporting Dr. Money in internal medicine in a physician extender type role, and also some time in cardiology with Dr. Coleman. Tell us what you know about that and how you see that unfolding.
Right. So, of course, I'm a new graduate. I definitely understand that, you know, I feel like I have learned a substantial amount, but there's always things to learn. So I know in my first few months of practice, it'll be a lot of just learning from them, shadowing them, kind of understanding, you know, how I can help, you know, them and their patients, you know, as well, and how I can integrate in terms of my role in this team. From there, I mean, I've always felt like I'm a team player and it's one of my strengths. So, you know, however I can help, not only Dr. Coleman, Dr. Money, but the patient panel and patient population, you know, I want to be a resource. I want to be someone, you know, that they can see and, you know, make their voices heard.
Absolutely. And that physician extender role has been really fun to see develop here at Lake Region Healthcare as we onboard more and more of those to, like you said, help make that access to the physician easier and give that experience that you had with that physician assistant to more people. A little extra time, a little more reinforcement of a conversation together that really just helps support that whole patient relationship and patient well-being. So
absolutely, one of my takeaways from all of my rotations and my personal experience is that in today's day and age, a lot of people just want to be heard, and a lot of people want to make sure that they can get all of their thoughts and, you know, the things that they want addressed to be vocalized and heard. And so I definitely see how this is becoming such a unique fixture in medicine.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your care philosophy. I imagine from your own experiences, your time in rotations, you have some thoughts about what really excellent care looks like.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think there's a couple things that stand out to me, and I like to think of it in twofold, right? What I experience, you know, as a patient, you know, whether it's before any formal medical training and after. And the two things that seem to kind of universally come together, in my opinion, is one, first and foremost, to be heard. You know, obviously understanding that there are appointment slots and, you know, we have to keep the day moving, but there is definitely a huge role in terms of coming down, kind of going through the list, making sure, you know, we're hitting the things that need to be addressed today and we can have a conversation about how your healthcare can be directed in the right direction. And then the second one is, you know, I think people just in a lot of regards like to be cared for. And some of that can be like taking more time, you know, when you're doing like a physical exam or spending more time just trying to, you know, understand what things are bothering them and how, you know, you can kind of integrate the medical training you have, the knowledge, what a patient is saying and kind of come to the best outcome and what we can do to help the most.
Relationship building.
Absolutely.
Shared decision making.
Yes.
Those are the things I'm hearing you say. Yeah, really, really important. Besides, obviously, some cardiology, any other areas of special interest?
You know, it's a great question. There's so many things in healthcare. If there's one thing I've learned about medicine thus far is the pool is as deep as you want to dive. Mm-hmm. One thing that has piqued my interest just recently, because I went through it, is low back pain, mechanical low back pain. And I think it's something that a lot of people go through their day dealing with and kind of fighting through and slugging through. And for me right now, one of the areas that I want to spend more time learning about and you know, figuring out how I can help people is, I guess, maybe the more the biomechanics side of mm-hmm. mechanical low back pain and how we can optimize our daily life kind of to help steer us away if we're dealing with low back pain or avoid it. But I'm in general a big fan of preventative medicine, mm-hmm. thinking back to a lot of the philosophy my dad had and my mom had on the farm is like, how can we feed the community with like very nutrient dense, high quality produce? And I think there's a big shift these days to more preventative medicine. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to kind of go down that pathway as well.
Oh, for sure. And working alongside Dr. Money, one of the providers here who has become certified in lifestyle medicine that will fit extremely well, community garden. Are you familiar with our community garden?
Absolutely.
Your parents had a great role in helping that become what it has become today too. So I see so many intersections of what you have come from and what you are aspiring to in your role with Lake Region Healthcare.
Yeah, it's amazing how life has a funny way of, you know, bringing the roads back and how your life kind of leads you to these places.
Yeah, it's really fun to see. What about when you're not working? What are your hobbies? What do you enjoy doing?
So one of my biggest things I do outside of course, the professional space is I coach at a gym in Fargo. It's a mixed martial arts gym called the Academy of Combat Arts. I coach the sport of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I also train as well. Or at this point, I'm a 4-stripe brown belt, so okay. I'm pretty close to getting my black belt, something I've trained for about 8 years now. It's, to me, one of the greatest things for community and all the people that I'm with. That's the biggest, among a bunch of benefits, it's one of the biggest things that I've really learned to appreciate is the people that I'm surrounded with and that I train with, and we've got a lot of awesome people up there. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, the last 2 years have been difficult, but I've always loved like craftsmanship hobbies. Mm-hmm. I believe it's something kind of today in today's society that becomes more and more appreciated. And so that's one of the big things I want to get into more again this upcoming year is, you know, as I start getting settled, like try getting into some woodworking stuff, some metalworking stuff, just things like that, just being able to use my hands.
Yeah, for sure. I love that community is such an important aspect of what, you know, might be viewed as a physical activity, an exercise, or a discipline, but community, the people.
Absolutely. Just to touch briefly on that, a lot of times people think about like going to the gym and commercial gyms of you putting your headphones in, getting your work, getting in, getting out. And for a lot of people, that's what they want. And that's great. But, you know, at the ACA Academy of Combat Arts, there's so much time that you spend with these people chatting, talking, knowing who they are, knowing what they value and watching them grow within, you know, that sport is incredibly rewarding from, you know, kind of the other end as a coach. Mm. So yeah, you build like really strong bonds with these people, and these are people that are friends for life.
Yeah, it's so important to have those. Anything else that you would like us to know about you, Dylan, or about your practice as you start to establish yourself in internal medicine and cardiology here at Lake Region Healthcare?
I think the biggest thing is I understand right away that I'm not going to know every answer, but I'm 100% willing to work and research to find out the solution. I would say that's one of the biggest strengths that I have. And it's something that when I think back to all the other endeavors that I've participated in my life that I've taken pride in, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, not everyone can know everything, but I'm definitely willing to work to find the solution, the answer.
And such a great attitude to have and such great role models that you'll be working under with Dr. Money and Dr. Coleman to kind of help support that as well. Before you go, I always like to ask my guests, if you had one health tip you could give our listeners, what would your health tip be?
One that I really like is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Work on those things that we can avert with preventive choices.
Absolutely.
Great tip. Dylan Bowen, thank you for joining me this morning. Physician assistant, joining our internal medicine and cardiology teams, working with Dr. Money and Dr. Coleman. We are excited to have you at Lake Region Healthcare and see where your practice takes you.
It's been a pleasure, Katie. Thank you.
Dylan Bowen and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.